What is this? KEAWR Mobile. WAVPC. KEAWR Mobile. Good morning, KEAFJW Mobile. I bet you're up in the Sioux, WAZPC, down here in Royal Oak. Ah, yes, for sure. How's Mike doing today? We're doing okay. We just got out of a group of hams meet for lunch in Clawson. We just got out on our way home. Got to harvest the dandelions today, at least try to. Oh, yeah. Dandelions. I haven't had a dandelion yet, so yeah, we're still waiting for this to pop up. Yeah, and I tried to cut the back lawn and got halfway and stopped. And then it started to rain. So now I haven't even finished the back lawn. And, yeah, down here you have to cut lawns. Up where I used to live in Central Lake, I would hold off till the grass got really tall. And then I used the riding lawnmower to cut it down. But down here, you know, people complain if it's too long. Oh, yeah. Further south, you get a different breed, that's for sure. Yeah, I didn't even think about cut grass yet. I still have a lot of cut spots, so. And that's the I still make it. So that's a plus. And, yeah. So I'm thinking probably, maybe another 3 weeks we'll be able to get the lawnmower out. Think about the grass trimming. Yeah, and then the other project I've been trying to do is put up an HF antenna. I've got a couple of HF rigs, one an ICOM solid state, and then the other one is the Drake transmitter receiver set. The Drake is not really ready to go up on the air. It needs some work. It's been beat up. So it's an ongoing project as well. And the antenna, I'm trying to put up an NFED, a half-wave wire antenna, try to fit it in a backyard. Again, if I was living in Central Lake, no problems. And there's enough room for 80 feet of wire.
Yeah, that's another 2.5 feet in. Halfway, so I'm enjoying that for sure. I got the car put under and it works a lot of different places, that's for sure. The tree I had in, and it came down, so I wait for a different tree to grow up. It's getting there, so it's a maple tree, so it's gonna be a little stronger and it's gonna outlive me, that's for sure. Shouldn't have to worry about it coming down again.
Well, same here. I had two trees, one in the front by the street and one in the back by the back fence. Both of them, the one out front died, so the city came along and took it out. So there goes my one end. And the tree in the back was taken out for, we had a landscape company put in a swale, which is a ditch, drainage ditch, try to drain the backyard. Every time it rained, we had a pool of water, which kind of hurt when it was time to mow. So now I got to figure out a different way, and inverted V or a dipole won't work because there's nothing to mount it to in the front. So anyways, is it nice out there today? It's 55 down here. Well, you didn't make it into the repeater that time. I think you cut out, WAZPC. Okay, we'll talk to you later on WAVPC, and I'm almost home anyways. We'll be clear.
DMH Mobile. Any DMH Mobile. Any DMH Mobile.
WWKAJD.
Didn't quite catch the last call frame there. Any DMH Mobile.
This is KGAFTW Mobile. Good afternoon, Drake. How was your trip?
Well, I'm still in New Buffalo, so I still got like 3.5 hours. I gotta make a pit stop in Holland, though, so slight detour.
Okay, well, sounds like it went well. You're here at the learning something at the Motorola facility.
No, we had a job in Rock County, Wisconsin, so I was in Gainesville for a few days and ended up going through Schaumburg on the way back.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going down training some more. You know, way over to Wisconsin, land of the cheese. Okay. I think so. I've been there a few different times. Smells like corn and berries. So, well, very good.
Yeah, it's been a long drive, and I'm wishing I had, but that's all right. There are a lot of truck drivers that don't understand, or I guess they just don't know how to read. You know, there's like a billion signs that say no trucks left 2 lanes, and they're hogging up all of the, you know, all the lanes. Some, I saw them go 4 wide, like 6 times, and I'm like, cool, so you are the reason for traffic.
Yes, that is for sure. They tend to do hog the road, that's for sure. Been there many times.
You're getting scratchy. It was kind of hard to hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's getting a little better. I'm going to head back towards town, so. But anyways, yeah, you know, winter just doesn't know when to quit this year. It still snowed a little bit today, and there's still chance of snow. Wish it just warm up right now. It's just starting to turn green.
got like 20% of that. I'll have to try it again later.
On shoulder ahead.
I know, Wave. I know there's a car in the shoulder. All right. We'll catch you later. I need DMA 12.
Hey, sounds good. 73-KEA-FTW Mobile.
And hey, DMA, KCAJSU, welcome back to Cherry Country.
Not in Cherry Country yet, though.
Well, put those things in turbo boost. Come on, keep shit moving. You can do it. 50 degrees up here. Where are you at right now? Are you back in Michigan?
I just crossed the state line about 5 minutes ago. I'm just north of New Buffalo right now.
Copy. Well, you're back in Michigan. Well, it went to Skywarn training.
Which one did you go to? You want the one in Traverse?
Negative. Alden, I didn't have to go very far.
Yeah, nice. Forgot that they were having one over there.
Oh, yeah, that was just the start of my night. I had that. It was supposed to be done 7:30. It got done 7:45. So I had to talk to one person, then I had to start back on the other side of the lake to fire meeting. They first, my chief contacted me just before I turned on to Crystal Beach and says, hey, the fire meeting's done, but we have subcommittee meeting for the bus truck. I said, yeah, I know. I'm on my way back. I just turned on to Crystal Beach. I'll see you in about probably 10 minutes.
There you go. Yeah. We ran a whole bunch of wire. And installed some new microphones and finally got rid of all the interference gremlins, and I'm hoping they don't call us back ever again for the same problem. For a different, for something else is fine, but for a different problem, or for the same problem, I don't know. But anyways. Keep
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. That's a long haul. Why can't they get somebody from over there to work on it?
I got bad cell signal. I'll have to try it again later. I need damage.
KCBSU 73.
WAVPC. Hey, DMH, WAVPC, are you there? Great.
I don't know how good a signal I've got, but I can try.
Yeah, I heard you say that you stopped by Schaumburg on the way home. They used to have a museum. I don't know if it's still open. Did you get a chance to see their museum?
No, I didn't stop by Schaumburg. I just drove past the Batwings building. I've been in there multiple times.
Yeah, a friend of mine and I had the rare opportunity to visit their museum. You know, it's basically all a history up until the late 1990s, you know. They had a Centricom Council operational with a bunch of school kids pretending to be dispatch. They had like an old Model A car with their Motorola AM radio in it, and a display on trunk, cell phone technology and trunk radio technology.
I don't think I've been to the AM, but I'll just put that on the bucket list.
Well, at least it's worth a shot to see if there it's still open, because, you know, that's been 30-something years. They also, there was a display, their Six Sigma quality program, which is pretty interesting. I don't think, at the time, the company I worked for, I don't think we'd even get to that point where Six Sigma even fit in.
Understood. And I don't know if their museum is still there, because they tore up down a lot of the, they sold a lot of the buildings in that complex that the main building's at now, so they just have the main building, but where they used to be, where they used to have other stuff, there's Topgolf there now, and this building across the street from them is pretty much empty, so. I know I went to the Oldsmobile Museum, and they had a vehicle there with a an old Motorola radio, old AM radio. Probably the same one, but I don't think it was the same car.
Yeah, this was a Ford Model A. And, you know, it was like a remote control head type install. The main radio was mounted to the frame under the passenger seat area. but it was pretty cool. Again, that Centricom was the number one, you know, the latest console. So that goes back a few years.
Yeah, it's up there. Yeah, it was the same radio in that Oldsmobile. It had a remote control, it was like right on the steering column, and had the radio pack underneath the seat.
Yeah, well, why we were there was it wasn't for Motorola. That was, we were lucky enough to get in part. We went to the Schaumburg swap. And that's where all the Motorola employees come. They bring all their garbage from the shop and try to sell it. All the rejects from from their assembly line. So, anyways, I'm about where I'm supposed to be. I got to pick up some medicine. NADMH, WAVPC, drive safe.
We're getting up on some construction here, so I'm gonna focus on the road. NADMH mobile.
WWKFAJD. AJD monitoring. Thank you.
at ADMH Mobile.
Attention all West Michigan hamsters, the BarfNet, NC Amateur Radio friends, will start in 5 minutes. W8RHA. Good evening. This is the Barf NC Amateur Radio Friends Net on W8RHA. The name is Rob, net control station for this evening, and I'm located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. We'll start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and stations that are short time. If you're one of those, please call now with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, nothing heard. We'll take general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, John and Beulah.
November 8, Delta.
Drake,
November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel.
is WNAP Larry Marilla.
N9KOP Mobile. Mayo.
Kilo Foxtrot 8. Delta, Delta Charlie. Dave on a handheld in Petoskey.
KA8HYE, Edgar, Traverse City.
Okay, Edward, your call sign again, the last part of it there.
It's Kilo Alpha 8, Hotel Yankee Echo, Edgar.
Okay, got it that time. Very good. Anyone else that would like to join?
Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey, Brad, Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, KE8 again, your call sign and name.
Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie, Whiskey, Brad, Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, Brad, got you that time. Anyone else? Okay, well, good evening. Who was the short timer? Was that KOP?
Yep, I'm mobile.
Okay, we'll move you to the top of the list then. Good evening, all. Welcome to the BarfNet. A little under the weather today, so... we'll just get to it, I guess. Okay. Okay. Let's see. N9KOP, take it away, short timer.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is Cameron, N9KOP Mobile. Eastbound M33 and just coming into Fairview here. Heading for home, just left the fire station with our biannual trash pickup along the state highway and talked about some things and played with some new pagers for the fire department, and now we're heading home. So, alright, too much more, Rob. Good to hear everybody. Stay warm. I wish summer would come back. We went from winter to ice storm to floods to Allen wildfires on Monday. What a mess, man. Monday, we got our butt handed to us over here in Mayo, in the Mayo area. Definitely not, it was not a fun day. We were out till midnight or so, between all the calls we had. My jurisdiction, we had 5 calls. Our neighboring jurisdiction, we had a 124-acre wildfire. Between all the ones that I was on, we were about 20 acres or so. So, it was, definitely interesting, I'll say that, man. It all happened within about a 45-minute to an hour time span. We were tapped out and had resources coming from 2 counties away, so it was definitely an interesting day. First time I've ever had to call from 2 counties away for resources to come in. Jackpine country, gotta love it. Back to that.
N9KOP Mobile, Fairview. Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, N9KOP, Cameron. We've got you as a one and done, so there you go. All right, moving back to the top of the list is John, AB9NN. Take it away, John. Stand by, Bob.
Hi, good evening to everybody on the MarsNet this evening. Good to hear the good number of check-ins from far and wide. And, started mowing aprons at our Champion Hill golf course this week. Got started on Monday at about 7:45. Still have to fill out my time card now that I'm thinking about it. And mowed for about 3 hours. So beautiful sunshiny day to get started. A little chilly in the morning, but warmed up pretty quickly. So got the day off on Wednesday because the grass just is not growing all that fast in the cold weather. And I think they wanted to do some maintenance too. So got the day off today. I normally mow 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. And so I'll be mowing again on Friday. So hopefully it will warm up just a little bit before we get there and not have any rain to speak of. And then I'll have two more days before I have to mow again on Monday. So that's kind of a nice way to break into it. I was really tired after my mowing day on Monday. Had a lot of errands I had to run on Monday afternoon after I got done. So didn't get a nap in, but boy, I could feel my muscles were tired. So it's amazing how tired you get just sitting on a mower for 3 hours, but there's a lot of leg work to it and a lot of arm work as well. So it's not just, I don't mow fairways, I mow the aprons. So I have to do a pattern into the fairways, a smiley face pattern. So there's a lot of pedal work and a lot of work on the steering wheels and that sort of thing. Anyway, that's what I've been up to. Not much else going on here. So with that, back to Net Control from AB9 and then John and Beulah. Have a great day, everybody. And Rob, hope you feel better.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, John. Yeah, I'm getting really tired of being sick and tired. So, anyway, let's see. Bob, KB at SCJ, and then stand by Drake.
This is KB at SCJ. And Rob, I can tell in your voice you're not feeling well, so I'll just make this simple and quick. I'll just have a one and done so we get this over with. Last Saturday, we had the Hamfest in Cadillac. I heard it was a good one. Wasn't able to make it. I was running a state emergency test, simulated emergency test, statewide. It's called, Bridgeridge SCT. I think you did pretty good, experiencing things. I've been part of a set three or four times in the past, but this is the first time I ran it myself, managed it. I think I did okay. Waiting to see what the scoring is, see how he scored. Let everybody know the bears are out. I've had bears in my backyard here last couple nights. They ripped the bird feeders down and stuff like that, so not going to put those out for a while. They don't seem to bother hummingbird feeders, but hummingbirds are back. And we'll put them back out here in about 3 weeks. Maybe the bears moved on. And that's what we did in the past. But they're out there. They're out of hibernation. They're hungry. So I'll turn it back to you, Rob. Hope you feel better. KB8SCJ.
Okay, Bob. Thanks an awful lot. And, glad you did so well on the set there. So, all right, NADMH, Drake, take it away. Stand by, Larry.
Hey, Drake, NADMH. Hey, Drake. Actually, just got home, three hours ago from Wisconsin. We work in Dunesville. Working on their, they've got a camera system for their interview rooms at the Sheriff's Department there in Rock County. And we were working on those. We're having a bunch of interference issues with some microphones. They're really high sensitivity microphones, and they gotta be, because, well, They're mounted on the ceiling. They got to catch the whole room pretty well, so it's first installed that whole system back in like November or something like that, and they've been having a lot of interference, audio and interference issues, and we finally resolved it. Hopefully we don't ever have to go back there for that problem. Drove back today, drove back past the Motorola building in Schaumburg, past the Philadelphia Fire Department fire truck on the way. Kind of was interesting, they're a little ways from home, but it was neat. So, now I'm just kind of chilling out and actually just getting the my Nintendo Wii out of the box and getting that all set up and just kind of chilling out, not doing a whole lot. So, back to you there, Rob. Hopefully you feel better soon. I know exactly what you're dealing with. I had dealt with that last week. It's not fun, so feel better, man. Any DOH?
Okay, very good, Drake. Thanks for checking in this evening. And we'll go to Larry, and then we'll do a standby. WN8P. Larry, take it away.
Okay, Rob. I thought you said Mary. Okay. W8REJ. And the group, this is WN8P. Larry, from the southern environs of the defunct village of Marilla in northeast Manistee County. Well, I'm working on, I'm still working on this D104 microphone. I got tired of trying to plug in wires into the sockets of the microphone connector and you know, for test it up to connect my oscilloscope and the power supply. Well, I got tired of that, so I ordered a mating jack to connect to it so that I can connect my oscilloscope and sundry test equipment to the I got solder cups for the pins. So I just got that in the mail today from China, because I couldn't find it anyplace else. So they got plenty of microphone connectors, but they don't have the connector that would be on the rig. So anyway, that's where I stand with it now. W8REJ from W8P.
Okay, Larry, very good. I hope your connector issue is easy to fix. All right, this is the Barf Benz, the Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here. Is there anyone else who would like to join the net before we continue?
I tried getting in there earlier. We'll see if this handheld is working. This is KF8DDC. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, Delta Charlie. The name here is Dave, and I'm in Petoskey.
That's that time, Dave. Anyone else? Okay, back to the list here. We have, Dave. I did get you. You were next on the list, Dave. Sorry about that. KE8,
DDC,
take it away.
Roger that. That's KF8, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie. Dave, the normal QTH is Flushing, Michigan, but we're up here in a little bit of a vacation for a week. Spending money we don't have, but having a lot of fun doing it. Kind of got here a little bit early because it's a little nippy out there, but I'm also fighting the allergy cold thing too as well. And I know the net controller, your name is Rob, but I didn't get your call sign. And you mentioned echoing. What repeater would that be on? And is this a linked repeater system that I'm on here? With that, back to you, Rob.
Okay, Dave, the link is through, I can't even think of it now. Bob, can you help me out with that, Bob?
Yeah, the link, Northern Michigan link is actually great to set this up. It's through Allstar, and if you want to go through Echolink, it would be NADMH-R, I believe. Drake, repeat, or put me if I'm wrong, KBA-SUJ.
Okay, if you could repeat that a little bit slower and let me know what town I'm looking for as well.
Bob, do you want me to do it?
Go ahead, Drake. You know more about it than I do.
Yeah, no worries. So you're going to be looking for November 8 Delta Mike Hotel Dash R. It's going to be in Traverse City, but it services the Northern Michigan Link repeater network, so you're talking out of a dozen or so repeaters spanning from the Petoskey machine that you're on now. I'm in Traverse City on the Traverse City repeater. Most of these guys are on the Benzie repeater. So it's all the way north up to the Sioux and then back down over to Mayo. So there's your information. You can look on the website nmlrn.org. Gives you an idea of where everything's at, and it has that Echolink information as well on there. NMLRN.org, the acronym for Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network. Hopefully that helps you out there.
All right, say the website again. I'm not quick with the pen.
No worries. I'll give it to you phonetically. It's going to be November. Oh, shoot. Yeah, November, Mike, Radio Lima, November, .org, NMLRN, .org.
Okay, roger that. Maybe I can get in on Echolink when I get back home and be part of the group.
Back to you there, Rob.
Okay, very good. I'm glad we've got the information for you there. These fellows are very helpful. So if you need any help, you know who to call them. Not me. Sorry about that. Okay, next on the list is Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E. Take it away and stand by Brad.
This is K-A-8-H-Y-E, Edgar, and I'm using the N-8-D-M-R, or D-M-H-R Echolink. They tell me that when I use a handheld here in Traverse City, I'm noisy into the repeater, so I'm going to have to work on an additional antenna outside, but that's a warm day job. I know they tell me that antennas work best if you put them up in bad weather, but we'll just have to prove them wrong in that case. I, too, run the mower for about 20 minutes or 40 minutes today, so must have been something in the air for mowing. So, good net. Thanks for being there. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Okay, Edgar, very good. Check back in next week. I'll probably be human again, so you never know. All right, we'll be at the bottom of the list here at Brad, K-E-8-F-J-W, and then we'll do a standby. Take it away, Brad.
Good evening, Rob, and the rest of the group here, KE8FJW. Brad, way up here in the school. Hey, we had a beautiful day, a little breezy, some sunshine, cloudy, and snow showers, and back to sunshine, so it was a beautiful evening. So, yeah, that's right, snow. We're still dealing with the snow. Yay. Yeah, maybe one of these days it'll stop snowing, so it's just one of those winter summers, I guess. And we're going to end up with snow. But anyways, grass is still turning green, so and the leaves are still trying to pop out of the tree there, so that's good. But other than that, yeah, it's been cold here, so I think it was about a high of 40-some degrees and low of really cold, like 30. Other than that, we're making do with what we got. With that, I think we'll say good to hear everybody in there in 73, and hope to hear you all next week. And have a good night. KE8FGW. Back to net.
Okay, Brad, I put you down as one and done. Is that correct?
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, we can do the second round. That's fine.
Very good. We're at the bottom of the list here. Before we go back to the top, is there anyone who would like to join the Barf Benz, the Amateur Radio Friends Net? If so, call W8REJ with your call and your name, please. Okay, nothing heard. We'll go back to the top. Okay, AB9NN, John, take it away.
Okay, AB9NN, returning to the BarfNet. And Rob, I'll spare you any further torture and cut it off short and say goodnight and hope you feel better. AB9NN, back to net control. Have a good one.
Hey, John, very good. Thanks a lot for the sentiments there. And, I'm getting tired of being sick and tired. So. All right, Bob, KB8SVJ, and then standby Drake.
Yeah, Rob, I was just one and done. I was trying to be easy on you so you could go back and rest. KB8SVJ.
Bob, very good. Thanks for the check-in, and we'll talk to you next week. All right, Drake, NADMH, your second. Go ahead.
Rob, likewise here. I don't have much to add. The cat does. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
There you go. We have some wise words from Professor Meowingtons himself. Back to your other up 7-3 NADMH.
Okay, very good. Thanks for checking in, Drake. We'll be here next week as well. Okay, Larry, WNAP, your turn.
Very good, Rob. W8REJ and the group. This is WNAP. Well, Add my better luck to you on your sickness. Has anybody ever used scaffolding as an antenna support structure rather than a tower? I can't climb towers anymore. And so I don't want to be digging a hole and putting in rebar and concrete. And so I would need a self-supporting, a telescoping, and a fold-over. Somehow I ran across scaffolding. Actually, I saw it being used on the side of a house, you know, because they were re-siding the house or painting it or whatever. And it gave me the idea of maybe using scaffolding or for antenna support structure. Anyway, good luck, everybody. 7-3, nice to hear everybody on W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, having sold scaffolding, it's very expensive. It would be a very expensive base for your antenna, I'm sure. So unless you got an insight from somebody that has it that wants to get rid of it. So that's my 2 cents worth there. So, all right, camera is gone. Let's see, KFA DDC, Dave, are you still there?
Roger that. I'm the last one, so I'll get in here, out of here, so you can rest the vocal cord. Scaffolding, that sounds like a good idea. I got professionals to put mine up, and that cost $3,000. So I don't know how much scaffolding costs, but I had some guys come from Lansing into Genesee County and put up a 40-foot tower, and it cost me $3,000. So use that as a base. And how much it's going to cost you for a brand new tower for someone to put it up for you. Other than that, I've got nothing else. The cat sounds great. Coming through loud and clear. And I got the Echo Link here. I got the website on my phone. So if I can remember it, that'll be the biggest thing. Next Wednesday at 8:30. Maybe you'll hear someone coming from Genesee County checking into the net next week. 7-3 to everybody. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Delta Charlie. Dave, normally from Flushing. I'm also on QRZ if you want to see what little bit of a setup I have. It's not very much, but it's I get out pretty good in Genesee County. And when 10 meters working, I get out to all over the place, but 10 meter has been very, very bad lately, so still working on the getting the general. Right, yeah. 7-3 to everybody. KFA DDC.
All right, Dave, very good. Yeah, get that general, buddy. I'll tell you, it's a whole different world out there. Okay, Edgar, KA8HYE, take it away. He's a one and done, I guess. We'll mark him down as such. Okay, this is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. Is there anyone who would like to join the net before we close? If so, call now with your call sign and name slowly, please. Okay, I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. The BarfNet meets every Wednesday at 8:30 on this frequency, or if you're on one of the links, you can get us. In addition to that, we meet for the Barf Breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. They do open a little earlier, but the meeting is at 9 a.m. Just walk in the front door and straight back, and you'll see us back there. I'll now return the net to normal, or the repeater back to normal operation. Net is clear. This is W8REJ. We'll say 7-3, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I'm clear.
Alright, I'll see if I select the right antenna. KFA GDC NAPMH, are you still there?
I'm not sure if you're calling for me or not. KFA GDC?
KFA DDC.
Echo link works. KFA DDC clicks.